Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am.
My love.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome all around the globe. This is Straight to the Point. The prophetess, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, she'll be coming up shortly. But you guys better get excited. It's going to be a great program tonight. Yes, yes. Hey, some quick announcements, guys, before we go to the next song. Dr. Henderson will be up shortly, guys. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. We trust you had a great day, a productive day, an encouraging day, a moment day, whatever. You may have been just with your family or just relaxing or working or running your business. We trust you had a great day today on behalf of the network. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. Yeah. Amen. Y'all need to put that number out there. Y'all should be shooting that number out between this next song. Shoot that number out at least 20 times so they can be live on the network with Doc tonight. It's going to be a powerful program. 347-843-4559. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on, so put that in your memory banks. We'll open up the lines as Dr. Henderson would allow us there tonight. We're going to open up the lines as she directs tonight. So we appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. The prophetess, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, another powerful song coming up right now. Yeah.
I can feel,
This is Straight to the Point with author Dr. Jamal T. Henderson. And I always like to say, man, Doc got an awesome phrase, but somebody better get excited about what's going on. And I trust that you guys will even do some cartwheels and flips tonight because we're on Straight to the Point. Doc is coming up in a second. Yeah. Yeah, we got to get excited. Yes, yes. So y'all put your hands for the woman of God coming on right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Doc. Doc, welcome to Straight to the Point again. Hallelujah.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one of you all out there in radio land. I greet you. And I just say, your blessing is on the way. So excited that you guys are tuning in to Straight to the Point on tonight. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, depend on, and stand on the word of God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So this radio broadcast is open to everyone, anybody out there who is listening. We are here to not condemn the world, but offer the Lord Jesus Christ so that the world can be saved. And in doing that, we give you the unadulterated word of God, but we also give you principles to succeed in life, biblical principles that will unlock the doors to your success. And so we empower, we uplift, we encourage, we motivate, and we speak the unadulterated word, the rhema word. We make the logos. We take the logos and turn it to the rhema so that you will have an understanding of the direction that the Lord wants you to go in. And so, again, I'm excited that you guys are tuning in with me. Those of you who are tuning in by way of the internet, thank you for tuning in. Those of you who are tuning in by way of live, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And those of you who are going to call back, we thank you as well for tuning in with the Straight to the Point. I want to give credit to the gospel artist songs that were played on tonight. The first one was I Worship You by the legendary Mary Mary. And so we give credit to Mary Mary on the awesome anointed song, I Worship You. Amen. How many of you know we have to give God thanks and we have to worship him because the Lord that we serve, he desires worship. Worship. He wants to be worshiped. He wants to be adored and glorified for the great God that he is. And so I love where the song, lyrics in the song that says, she said, he took everything that she was and made her who she was, meaning that he was not looking at her past. He was not looking at somebody hitting on tonight, where she came from. But he took her just as she was, you know, no matter what state she was in, he took her, he cleaned her up. Amen. He washed her, cleansed her, purged her. He turned her around and feet on solid ground. And everything that she is now, she give him glory. Not what she was, but what she is now and where she's going. And so somebody that's listening on tonight, we serve a God is not concerned about your past. He's concerned about your present and your future because the Bible says, in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. So don't get discouraged. Don't get dismayed. Whatever you find yourself in on tonight, whatever situation you find yourself in tonight, know that it is well. It is well. God knows the plans he has for you. He has great plans for you. He has awesome plans for you. Amen. He thinks good things toward you. to take you to your expected end. Amen. Expected end. So if you're going through something, know that you're not at your expected end yet, but you're on your way. Because your end, you actually, to be honest with you, you already won. You know, we're just waiting on the manifestation of that thing. And I kind of declare and decree on tonight, somebody hear me and hear me clearly, that manifestation is yours starting on tonight in the name of Jesus. And then I want to give credit to Marette Brown Clark. I love this song. She said, I can see the break in the day. That means that whatever somebody is going through on tonight, there's the breaking of day. That thing is breaking. Amen. It's tonight. It's broken off of your life. If you're dealing with a sickness, tonight is broken. Today is your breaking of day, meaning that that thing is over with. Sickness and disease, it got to go. It's broken off of your life. Poverty, it can't stay. It's broken from off of your life. The breaking of day, meaning that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The breaking of day mean weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Somebody give me some cartwheels and flip. I tell you, somebody better do some cartwheels and flips out there. I said, but joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But joy comes in the morning. This is still your morning. This is the time for you to dance. This is the time for you to laugh again. This is the time for you to love again. Amen. Because God is about to expand somebody's territory on tonight and enlarge your borders. God is about to connect you to some people that's going to change the trajectory of your life. My God, I said God is about to connect you to some people with some folks that's going to change the trajectory of your life, and you're going to find yourself in an accelerated state from tonight on. Somebody hear me now. I said from tonight on, you're going to find yourself in an accelerated blessed state. Glory. I just come tonight. I'm not going to be before you long to encourage somebody on tonight. To encourage somebody on tonight and to ask you, are you going to perish or are you going to prosper? I said, are you going to perish or are you going to prosper? You might be dealing with something on tonight. You may be in between churches, ministries, assignments, trying to figure out what God wants you to do, where he wants you to go. I just come to tell you to do what the Bible says, write the vision. If you read the book of Proverbs 29:18, let me go to Proverbs 29 first, right? Let's go to Proverbs. I'm going to read the Message Bible. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. It takes more than talk to keep workers in line. Mere words go in one ear and go out the other ear. Amen. Just simply, where there is no vision, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible now, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. Amen. Let's look at the New Living Translation. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Amen. And let's go to our favorite, King James Version. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. Let me say it again. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So I'm going to ask you one more time, what are you going to do tonight? Are you going to perish or are you going to prosper? Are you going to perish or are you going to prosper? A lot of times we get ideas in our mind and we don't write it down. God speak to us and come to us in dreams, in visions, and we too lazy to get up and write it down. Amen. God would tell us to do something, what to do, how to do it, where to do it. But a lot of us don't get up and write it down. You got to have a vision, my friends, for what God wants, where God is taking you. And a lot of times God, not a lot of times, but more than likely God would give you the vision. But a lot of times it's just like when I do consultations for a virtual consulting company for my business, I told people, I say, you may have a vision, but maybe you don't know how to put it on paper. So a vision just in your mind is not productivity. You have to be able to write that vision down, and you have to be able to make it come alive. You know, a dream is just a dream if it's not acted upon. A vision is just a vision if you aren't doing anything with it. So if you read Proverbs 29, it's pretty clear that you have to have a vision for your life. For those of you who are married, you should have a vision for your family, for where you want your family to go. How are you going to, as a man, how are you going to lead and guide your family? And as a wife, and being aligned to the vision of your husband and you guys walking as one, how are you guys going to lead the children, the family? How are you guys going to come together and prosper? How are you guys going to come together and make things happen, make an impact? And so what I'm saying on tonight, somebody hear me tonight, even in ministry, you got to have a vision. You know, a lot of times we be so spiritual that we're no earthly good. And a lot of times in the church, and the church has gotten it wrong. You know, we got to read the entire Bible from the beginning to the end. And prosperity is in the Bible. And this is just not a prosperity message on tonight. But this is just to encourage you, to let you know, to read your Bible and ask God for revelation knowledge of what he is saying. Because the church teaches that if you're poor, broke down, and some churches, not all, some are starting to, you know, evolve. But back in the day growing up, they made you feel like you was more spiritual or more religious if you was broke. And so, you know, that's not even really biblical, honestly, because if you're broke, you really can't do the things that, you know, you want to do. So you got to have money to feed the poor. You got to have money to do certain things. Amen. And so, but God would give you the power to prosper. He would give you the power to get wealth. And if you are a child of God filled with the Holy Spirit, then he's already giving you the power. You know, he's already giving you the authority. He's already giving you the dominion to be able to declare and decree a thing and so shall it be established on the earth. He's already giving you those tools to succeed. You just have to, amen, you just have to tap into the Holy Spirit and get in God's presence and ask God to give you a revelation of what he wants you to do. And afterwards, my friends, which is the vision he gives you, you need to write it down. Make it plain. Amen. Don't make, you know, a lot of times in Christendom, we make things harder than what it should be. You know, God said do this. But then we start coming up, we start allowing voices, third parties, other people come talking to us. And we're all confused after you don't got advice from five different people. And God said, I didn't tell you that. A lot of you are confused, and a lot of you are running around like a chicken with your head cut off. It's because God gave you a vision. He gave you instructions, but then you told it to five other people, and they told you what they think God was talking to. But God said, no, that's not what I said. And so now you're confused as to what God wants you to do is because you went to five other different people, and they gave you their own opinion, but they wasn't in the room when God spoke to you. Oh, somebody hear me on tonight. I said a lot of our confusion come from us getting advice from different people after God already told us what to do. Some of you, God already told you to move. God already told you to, God already told you to start the ministry. God already told you to start the business. God already told you, but you went to five or six or seven other people, maybe one or two or three other people, and they told you what they thought you should do. When God said, this is what I told you to do. Amen. And so you got the vision plain. Don't make it difficult than it ought to be. Amen. I said, don't make it difficult than it ought to be or than it should be. Write it plain, mean, make it easy to understand. So when you go to execute, somebody about to execute, somebody about to get blessed. When you go to execute that vision, that plan, that amen, that it will allow doors to open and you will prosper. So let me ask you this question. Do you want to perish or are you going to prosper? Because the Bible says that where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen? And so in saying that, and I'm going to go to one other scripture right quick because I believe I have some people who, you know, this about to be the end of the year. We almost at the end of the year. Glory to God. So if you're still here, you got time. Amen. Glory. If you're still here, you got time. And so I was thinking about how somebody may feel like that the vision God gave you that is dead. And God told me to tell you that that promise that he's made you, the vision that he's given you, is still there. You just have to wake up. Amen. So tonight I want to call some things forth in your life. But first, I want to go to Ezekiel 37. Amen. The Bible says, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, he said, son of man, can these bones live? And some of you have been praying and asking God, Lord, what about the ministry you gave me? I know that you gave me a ministry. I know that you gave me a vision for to start certain nonprofits and businesses. And some of you, you're probably wondering, like, God, I've been single forever. Will I ever get married? You know, Lord, hey, well, my children, I've been praying for them for years, and they still not saved. And you probably wondering, and in all your wondering, in all your waiting, and some of you been disobedient, so the wait has been longer. You know, you getting discouraged, and you asking God, Lord Jesus, you know, just like you know, the prophet was asking, and you know. He said, he laid me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And God asked him, he said, son of man, can these bones live? And I come to tell you that God already know. He got your answer. He's just trying to figure out, do you believe, do you have the faith that you can live? Do you have the faith that the children are going to be saved? Do you have the faith that you're going to be healed? Or do you have the faith that, my God, that God can prosper you and prosper and bless your family? Do you have the faith that God can give you connections that will cause you to prosper and take you to a whole nother level? Do you have the faith? Do you believe? And so I wanted to tell somebody on tonight that when you read this scripture and God asks the prophet the question, don't think God didn't already know the answer. So God is not surprised by anything that you're going through on tonight. I said God is not surprised about anything that you're going through. You may be like, God, where are you? You know, you may feel like you're about to go down for the last count. I don't know. You may feel like, you know, God has forsaken you, has left you in a sick situation, has left you in a dead situation. You may feel like God has left you in a poverty situation and you've been reading like, where's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Where is that God? I come to tell you on tonight to get happy, get glad. This is your night. God sent me to tell you that the same God who is himself, amen, who raised Lazarus from the grave, he is the same God, amen, who made Abraham the father of many nations. He is the same God. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody hear me on tonight. That raised himself from the grave. And he said he's coming to bless your life. Amen. He told me to tell you it's time for you to stop doubting. It's time for you to speak to that vision and command by the power of the Holy Ghost for it to live again. He said, he asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones. Ooh, shout out, somebody hear me on tonight. Hear the word of the Lord. Somebody better speak to that bank account and say, bank account, hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Sickness, hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Children, hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Finances, hear the word of the Lord. And I need you to speak to him. And the Bible says this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. He said, I will make breath into you and you will come to life. I said, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to read it again. He said, I will make breath into you, and you will come to life. But let me go back. He said, prophesy through these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I will make breath into you, and you will come to life. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight to tell you to speak those things that are not as if they were. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Speak to whatever it is that is bringing you problems and command by the power of God, because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit thereof. It's not by coincidence that God told him to prophesy to what it is that the prophet was saying in the natural. He saw dry bones. They were dead in the natural. It looked like it couldn't be put back together again. I'm thinking about the saying that we used to sing when we were children. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty, he had a great fall. All the king's horsemen and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. But I come to tell you on tonight that what man can't do, God can do. Your situation may look blim. It may look like the doctors can't help you on tonight. It may look like the banker can't help you on tonight. It may look like them kids ain't gonna never get saved. It may look like you're another pastor. You've been putting in the work. You've been pressing. You've been pushing. You've been trying to connect with folks, but it just not happening. God told me to tell you that what's impossible with man is not impossible with him. He said, I am the God from everlasting to everlasting. I am the God that put down one and lift up one. I am the God who created the heavens, and I'm the God that created the earth. He said, when I make you a promise, I'm well able to come forth and deliver on that promise for you. Just because they couldn't put Humpty back together again, just because the men couldn't do it, he said, I'm not like man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. He said, when I make you a promise, I'm going to do it, and it's going to happen. Somebody hear me on tonight. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen, because God is about to touch your time. I'm reminded of the book of Isaiah when it said that they put the chariots, they put the tongues on his tongue to give him a clean mouth, clean lips, a clean lip, amen, to speak the oracles of God. God is coming tonight to put the tongues on your tongue and on your lips, that whatever you say from this day forth, it shall come to pass. Whatever you speak, no more negativity, no more doubt, no more disappointment. God said, what you speak, it shall come to pass. I said, what you speak, it shall come to pass. So I am, yes, hallelujah. Somebody get excited on tonight. Somebody get excited on tonight. I said, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. So my question is, and I'm going to leave you with this, what are you going to do? Are you going to perish or are you going to prosper? Because the word of the Lord said, God told him, he said, you speak. You speak to the bones and you command them to live. When you speak it, Jesus, he said, I'm going to breathe on it and make it happen. The Bible says that. He said, I will make breath into you and you will come to life. He said, but you speak it first. Ah, somebody hear me. He told him, he said, you speak it first. When you speak it, then I'm going to breathe on that pain. I'm going to breathe on them finances. I'm going to breathe on that sickness. I'm going to breathe on those wavering children. And I'm going to make it come back to life. I'm going to make that merge come back to life. I'm going to make that business come back to life. I'm going to make that ministry come back to life. He said, but you speak it. You prophesy to it in the name of Jesus. I come to encourage somebody on tonight and to let you know that you shall win. You shall win, and victory belongs to you. Are you going to perish? Are you going to sit there and die? Are you going to sit there in disappointment? Or are you going to gird yourself up, shake the dust off your feet, and keep it moving and pop? That's all I want to know. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Bond.
Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of confidence, Dr. Dolores D. Henderson, on Straight to the Point. And we are excited about you being here. In fact, we got to give another round of applause to the woman of God here for this powerful word tonight. Get excited, ladies and gentlemen. Get excited. Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much. We're going to go right to the lines here. Doc, if you're ready to go to the lines, we're ready to go to the lines. Doc, it okay? Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, brother and sister Hembricks on, I'm going to go ahead and bring them on right now. The Hembricks are up on Straight to the Point. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. How you doing, Dr. Henderson? Good
yes.
to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
how are you?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Always glad to hear your voice. And look forward to listening to you on every fourth Monday. God be the glory to that. But you
amen.
Know, you were talking about, amen to that. You were talking about, are you going to perish or are you going to prosper? I'm going to prosper. I mean, I can't even think about perishing. I don't perish enough. You know,
yes.
So it's not for me. It's time for me to prosper now. So
yes.
I just believe that God is going to open doors and avenues and visions going to be open. And God is just about ready to do a miraculous or a miracle or abundance of
yes.
things for us.
Yes.
And I believe that in Jesus' name. So
yes.
we're definitely going to be living prosperous because
that's
God is
right.
good and God has opened doors and opened
yes.
doors, opened windows,
yeah.
opened
yes.
car doors, opened everything. God is going to open
yes.
everything for us. And, you know, and it's just you know, praise God, it's just a matter of time for these things to come to pass. If we, Bible say, if we faint not, God would say he would do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to keep on moving on, and it might get a little difficult at times, but we're just going to keep on pressing on.
That's right.
We're going to press for the high calling in Christ Jesus, who is our strength, who is our worship, who is our leader, who is our God.
Yeah.
We're not going to worship any God but him. He's the
That's
only God
right.
we know. He's the only
That's
God
right.
that we serve. We don't
That's
serve
right.
no other God but him. He's the first. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In our life, and we just give God the glory tonight and give him the praises, because God is just an awesome God. God is just a magnificent God, and we're just going to lift his name up. We're going to thank God for everything. We're definitely not going to perish. We're going to prosper, because there's time to be perishing. The perishing days are over. And you don't prosper. You don't win through. We don't win through. We don't did this.
Yeah.
We had to go through this. We had to go through that.
Yeah.
But God said, if you just hold on and faint not, God said, I'm going to be right there for you. So we just like I said, the word tonight for us, for the Hembricks tonight, for Elder and Prophetess tonight, that we're going to prosper.
Amen.
We're going to prosper because we're going to follow the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our leader. He is our Father.
He is our Father.
He's the one and only God. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So we thank God
tonight, and we just living for God. And we thank you for letting us share tonight. God be the glory. And we just ask for those who know the words of prayer, continue to pray for us. And we will do likewise for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, Elder. And please pass my love to Prophet Hembrick. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. And just be encouraged, because God is definitely about to take you to a whole nother realm. You're going to be surprised, but, just know that tonight you heard that God is about to do something in both of y'all lives. So you be encouraged, okay? All right. God bless
you. Amen. God bless you as well. Amen.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. We got the lines open. And I know Sister Sarah's fired up tonight. Sister Sarah, you're on with Dr. Henderson tonight. God bless you.
Well, I'm just so excited about Dr. Henderson.
Hi.
You know, I praise God for you every time, because the word of God is always alive. He provides you and using you as a mouthpiece, his mouthpiece, to tell the people the word of God. What's going in and what's coming out of God is nothing like hearing the word of God coming from his prophetess. Dr. Henderson. And the word that you spoke on tonight, it was just reflection for me to push and go and speak to the best guy.
Best guy.
For me to push until something happens in the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and being faithful to God. And you're always on, and we thank God for you for supporting Elder Hembrick and Evangelist Mays and Dr. Vaughn. And, God is using all of us to bring forth his word. And so we're grateful for you on tonight, and absolutely the breaking. As I talked about earlier, I actually see something being broken off of you now, off of your mind. The enemy has been trying to play with your mind. And as I'm speaking to you, I see a breaking off of your mind. And I see the Lord Jesus renewing your mind. He's renewing something in your mind. And I see him taking something, the angel of the Lord, taking something out of your mind, and he's giving you, he's putting a soundness there, something that's going to allow you to stay so focused that whatever the enemy tried to put there is on bounce by God. So I hear the word saying, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. And so he is giving you, amen, he's giving you, he's going to start like never before. Your whole thought process is going to be like Jesus's. Do what Jesus does. That's going to be running your mind. Do what Jesus did. That's all I keep hearing. Do what Jesus did instead of any doubt. So you be encouraged. And I'm just so glad about the renewing God is doing in you. Amen. To take you to. And then even what you're going through, it feel like a struggle. But God is, he's doing something new in you. Whenever something new, God starts to do something new in a person, there's always a struggle because the old don't want to let you go. The old thinking don't want to let you go. Even some old relationships don't want to let you go. And it's always like a tug of war. You know, Paul said, when I want to do good, evil is always present. He says, something inside of me is working against this and this and that, just working against my will and trying to do the right thing. And I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong, but what I'm saying is that there's some conflict in the mind. But you be encouraged, because that's God. He's changing your thoughts. He's changing you from the inside out so he can take you to, so that he can take you to the blessing. Amen. And you will know how to handle it, and you will know what to do with it, and you will succeed and prosper. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah, for being with us tonight on Straight to the Point. The prophet of Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. What a powerful, powerful night tonight. Back to you, yes. Dr. Henderson.
Amen. Amen. So I'm so glad that those of you who had decided to talk live, thank you for tuning in with me. As I stated before, I am very grateful for the Hemp Bricks as well as Evangelist Mays. I know she's been doing a lot of traveling, but whenever she can come on, she does come on. And Dr. Vaughn for holding down the fort, you know. I appreciate you guys. And so I just want to encourage you to keep on pushing, keep on getting on the line, keep on speaking the word of God, because tonight was a breaking, was your breaking of day. And so we're at the end of this show, but I do want you guys to, I just wrote a new book, a new release. It's called Do You Love Her? I want you guys to go either, if you cash at me at $DRDTH, you can get the book immediately. But if you order from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you got to wait till like September the 4th. But you can get it immediately if you order it from me. It's an awesome book. It's a relationship book. If you desire, those of you who are married, it can help your marriage. Those of you who desiring to get married, it will give you knowledge. It will give you understanding. It will give you wisdom. Those of you who have been married, it will give you some nuggets. It's a book really for everyone, single, engaged, married. It's all about love. And so it's really good. It's called Do You Love Her? Like I said, you can even get it from any online bookstore, or you can get it from me. Get it from me, you'll get it within 1 or 2 days. But I'm excited about that new release. It's getting a whole lot of people are. It's doing really good. It's doing really good. And so thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll see you again next Monday night. We're at the end of the show. We'll see you next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're going to leave you, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. God bless you. Trust you have a great rest of the evening and have a powerful and productive week. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Share this out, everybody. Share it out.